Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Today he is talking about our present excellent opportunity to go within and remember who we truly are. You need to take care of yourselves at least as comprehensively as you take care of small children. As the global pandemic lockdown continues, be aware that changes of great importance for humanity are also occurring that are not being reported on the mainstream media. What is happening is all part of humanity's collective choice to awaken, a choice that has been made by vast numbers of you, mostly below the level of your conscious awareness, and which will permanently alter the way you live your human lives as you each come to know who you really are. Divine beings temporarily in human form in order to experience separation from Source as apparently real and to learn some essential and inspiring lessons in the process before you awaken from that illusory state. There is only love, God, Source, in which all of creation has its eternal existence in every moment and without interruption. However, large numbers of sentient beings chose to exchange that perfect environment or state for one that was unreal, i.e. not permanent, but continuously increasing in entropy. By arriving there in different shapes and forms which seemed completely real. To do that, they had to invent and construct a game, an unreal environment in which to do so, and because God gave you all the power, energy that she has, without in any way diminishing herself, you were able to do so. Once you entered into that unreal state, your memories of reality were cloaked or hidden from you, one of the rules of the game. Separation from love, from Source, from God is completely impossible because if that were to occur, the one who became separated would become non-existent, and the possibility of that happening is utterly unrealizable because you are eternal beings, living in a state of constant joy, just as you were created. And the reason for this is that love, Source, God, wills only perfect, infinite, and eternal joy for all that is created. The divine will is the only will and is always in a state of becoming without change or interruption. Nothing that Source creates can ever cease to exist, for Source creates in endless joy, which is the only purpose for existence. The illusory world of form that appears to be so utterly real while it is being experienced will be gone when the choice to experience it is completely released. Its existence has been but momentary, even though it appears to have been in existence for eons. But because all sentient life forms have free will, then so long as even one chooses to remain within it to continue the experience, it will seem to exist. Because you were created for eternal joy, always present in the divine presence, there is nothing to fear ever. Fear is an aspect of being in form, solely to remind and encourage you to take care of your physical form, which is easily damaged if not properly and lovingly cared for. Frequently, humans take great care of others who are sick or injured, while neglecting their own bodies. In order to take care of others, you need to be in good health yourselves, physically, mentally, and emotionally. But it is common practice for caregivers to expend all their energy looking after others, only to become burned out themselves and with a diminishing immune system. You need to care for yourselves at least as comprehensively as you take care of small children or of the elderly and infirm. When you do this, your ability to care for others is far more effective. Of course, as there always seems to be a shortage of caregivers, most are overworked, making it even more important to take care of self first. This is not self-centered or egotistical behavior. It's practical common sense, but many feel that they cannot afford to take the time to care for themselves. This is an attitude that needs urgent change. As it changes, and it will because it is part of your awakening process, the percentage of people suffering ill health, sickness, or physical injury will decrease dramatically. Truly, by caring properly for yourselves, you improve the health of all with whom you interact in any way at all. And as you are all presently incarnate to heal yourselves and others, because it is an essential part of the awakening process, all your health issues, whether physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual, are presenting themselves in your conscious awareness for recognition, healing, and release. Do not hold on to them as though they were an essential aspect of who you are, my poor health. Just recognize them, thank them for bringing to your attention stuff that you need to release, and then, with loving kindness, invite them to leave because they have served their purpose most beautifully. With a loving invitation like that from your heart center, they will dissolve, and, because they were in fact unreal, you will then very likely find yourselves more at peace with yourselves than you have ever been. As so many wise ones, saints, mystics, and those in the spiritual realms who have been sending you a plethora of messages through myriad channels over the years have frequently told you, the divine will for all sentient beings, whether they are experiencing themselves as physical or non-physical, is that they live in joy. However, the game in which you engage, by choosing to incarnate as humans, offers you myriad forms of suffering, and your news channels are constantly offering you the dramatic news of other people's pain and suffering, furthering your sense of fear and lack of safety. This is unreal and unnecessary because, by setting the intent daily to be loving whatever arises, and renewing it throughout the day whenever it occurs to you to do so, you can and will establish within yourselves a place of peace and joy that will most beautifully alter your perception of your life in human form. When you do this, others will be drawn to you by the intense light and love that empowers your energy fields and which is extended out to all with whom you interact, even for the briefest of moments. This is why you incarnated at this moment in humanity's spiritual evolution, at this moment in humanity's awakening process. You were divinely guided to incarnate at this time to assist in the process by extending love to all in form, and the path that each one of you is following as a human in form is absolutely perfect for this divine task. Your loving intentions affect the whole of humanity, because all those seemingly individual energy fields in which each of you are enfolded as humans are one with Source, as are each of you. And the divine will is for you all to awaken into the reality from which you have never been separated, even for an instant, the divine reality of eternal joy which the veils or cloak that are major aspects of the illusion have, most intentionally, because they are rules of the game, hidden from you for so long. You are all aware that enormous changes are occurring right now on planet Earth because the authoritarian lockdown that the powers that be have imposed worldwide on the global population are giving you a much-needed time out in which to come to know yourselves once more as you truly are. Divine beings, eternally beloved children of Mother, Father, God. And this knowing is an enormous change. This knowing is always present within you, and it is now rising into your conscious awareness so that you can recognize and delight in the totally unconditional, loving acceptance in which you are embraced by God in every eternal moment of now. With so very much love, Saul.